It was on the 9th of October 1949 that seven young girls named Kuni Schleicher, Gretel Gugel, Erika Muller, Marie Hyman, Betty Butner, Antonio Zam, and Irma Mel claim to have had visions of the Blessed Mother. What's also amazing is that within a period of 3 years of the apparition, these seven young girls were not only visited by the Blessed Mother, but by Jesus, the saints, martyrs, and angels. Later, also up to 300 adults had apparitions, and soon, the site of apparition became a place where thousands of pilgrims flocked. Now, the various apparitions and visions of the seven visionary girls of Heroldsbar began on the 9th of October 1949, heralded by a sign of the triune god above the birch grove on the edge of the park of Castleton. It consisted of three bright green and shining letters, J-S-H, the Hebrew J for Yahweh, the Greek H for Hios, and the Romanesque letter S for Spiritus Sanctus, placed in the middle and slightly above the other two. Immediately afterwards, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared for the first time, dressed in white with hands folded in prayer. At first, she looked like a nun, but the children immediately realized that it was the Virgin Mary. She stood above the birch grove, appearing almost transparent. On her feet shone red roses, and attached to a belt on the right side was a black rosary. Now, from the third day of apparition onwards, the Blessed Mother also carried the child Jesus on her left arm. As the days and months went by, news of these apparitions began to spread rapidly through the community, and soon, large numbers of pilgrims would join the girls on the site of the apparitions. Now, the great miracle of the sun, similar to that of Fatima, on the 8th of December 1949, which was seen by approximately 10,000 pilgrims, including five priests, this can surely be considered as a sign for the authenticity of the apparitions. This divine Son of Grace came down to the birch grove, where it split open to show the Mother of God dressed all in white with a golden crown. Now, on the 25th of December 1949, the girls are back on the hill of the apparition site with more than 4,000 pilgrims. The Blessed Mother then appeared with the child Jesus above the birch trees as usual. Then they asked the lady, "What is your wish?" To which the Blessed Mother replied, "The people should do more penance and pray intensely. During the Christmas season, the people shall honor especially the Holy Family, pray the rosary every day accompanied by a devotion to the Heart of Mary." She then blessed the girls and disappeared. On the 2nd of February 1950, the great miracle of light took place, which was seen by approximately 70,000 pilgrims. The apparition site was enveloped in a mystical light. Rays of light, roughly 1 meter wide, extended towards all sides. The pilgrims stood within a waist-high golden sea of light, in the glory of that light. Now, Our Lady told the visionaries that on that day, she had made visible the gift of grace to the people. The Mother of God appeared a third time to a greater public on the night of 1st of November, 1950, when in Rome, Pope Pius proclaimed the new dogma of Mary's bodily assumption into heaven. The Mother of God showed herself to about 300 pilgrims on the right-hand side of the cross in the forest within the birch grove. Shortly after midnight, a silvery white light appeared in the darkness, out of which the Mother of God emerged. All participants in the procession who were praying there could see the apparition. When the prayerful faithful thronged the Mother of God, she slantingly floated upwards and backwards to vanish from their sight. In the 3 years of apparitions, up to the 31st of October 1952, the Mother of God showed herself mostly in a blue cloak with a golden crown, but at times also in different colored robes. The symbolism of the colors always corresponded to the message given. The Mother of God insistently demanded prayer, penance, and atonement. The faithful should plead for the light of God's grace in prayer, accept it in a humble penitential spirit, and pass it on in a spirit of forgiveness and love of neighbor. Thus, prayer becomes effective for the salvation of souls. Now, during the first 3 months, the Mother of God stayed at a distance above the birch grove, but from the 13th of January 1950 onwards, she regularly came closer. Now, the Blessed Mother reaches her hand to the children so that they can not only see her, but feel her. The visionary girls were able to touch the apparition like a living person, and when they did, they felt a surge of power flowing into them as well. The same happened when they touched the Christ child, which they were even allowed to carry on their arms, which you can see here in this picture. Now, on the 9th of February 1950, the children got permission to catch a glimpse of heaven and see the Holy Trinity. The children described it as being the most beautiful thing we've seen in life. We would have all preferred to go immediately to heaven. Now, on the 25th of June 1950, the girls saw tears in the eyes of the apparition. When they asked, "Dear Mother of God, why are you crying?" she explained, "Because people do not listen to my requests. And just a few hours later, the radio news reported that the North Koreans had crossed the 38th degree of latitude and thus triggered the Korean War. The people have not done what I've asked. They should repent and have not done it. One is just who can stop it. This is the Savior, Jesus Christ. He will avert the disaster when the majority of believers actually repents and promises improvement. There will come a great famine and misfortune. Bring candles and matches with you tomorrow. I will hail them. In several apparitions, the Blessed Mother in part wept bitterly. When they asked about the reason, she remained quiet. Later, on the 26th of September 1950, the Blessed Mother teaches the children this prayer. O Mary, let us be under your coat. It is the house where we cannot perish. During the periods of apparitions, our Lord also appeared as a boy and as an adult, often as the Sacred Heart, the Good Shepherd, and Redeemer on the cross. During apparitions of the crucified Savior, angels collected the blood flowing down in golden chalices. During the mystical communion, the angel of the chalice handed a chalice to the visionary girls, from which they drank. Then he divided a large white host and also gave them the Lord's body. On the 9th of October 1950, the first anniversary of the apparitions, the Blessed Mother appears and says, Dear children, pray, pray, pray. During the night of 1st October 1950, the date of the proclamation of the dogma, Assumption of Mary into Heaven with Body and Soul, Mary appears with a black rosary and about 300 adults can see her. Now, one interesting thing to note is that an adult seer, who was actually one of the 300 people who could see the Blessed Mother on certain apparitions, had a vision where she saw above the birch forest a large cross hovering with immeasurable abundance of light, where the body of the crucified was covered with wounds. The crown of thorns pressed on his head and one eyelid was pierced by a thorn. From the wound in his side a light sheaf broke. The blood flowing from the foot wounds flew in purgatory for the refreshment of the poor souls. The Savior complained that the church authorities do not believe the apparitions, and after this, our crucified Lord gave a blessing to the children and said, They will only believe it when I carry them off, and they will recognize it not till they are in heaven when they come to me. I can no longer hold back the punishing justice. Now the Blessed Mother appears again on the 13th of March 1951, along with many saints. During the 3 years, the celestial apparitions were seen almost daily, and often several times a day. A large crowd had gathered with the little seers on the mountain. Then Mary appeared with the infant Jesus, and subsequently, many saints appearing here and there, in the middle, and being noticed and saluted by the children. Now one thing that you need to know is that a special importance was attached to the seven saints who represented a mission of their own. Pope Pius X as an envoy of the Eucharist, Brother Claus of the Fleur, and little Therese of Lisieux as envoys of humility, Saint Maria Goretti and Saint Aloysius of Gonzaga as envoys of chastity, Saint Anthony of Padua and Saint Crescenzi of Kaufbeuren as envoys against demonic affliction. Now the saints greeted the children and the reverend with a handshake or a blessing. Once, Saint Aloysius, Saint Stanislaus Koska, Saint Agnes, Saint Therese of Lisieux, and Saint Maria Goretti appeared. When the children asked for the meaning of the handshake and the appearance of exactly these saints, they hear the answer. In order that your hands not act unchaste, you should always be looking in the eyes of infant Jesus and the Virgin Mary and the saints, so that you may have no joy in unchaste sin. You shall never give accommodation to the body and its senses, because once the court comes, everything will be revealed, the good and evil. It was on the 9th of June 1951 that the Mother of God manifested her title for Heralsbar as Queen of Roses, which shall mean Queen of Grace. Then the visionary children saw the golden crown, which the Mother of God wore on her head, floating upwards towards heaven, while a wreath of roses came down from heaven and settled on Mary's head. On the next day, the Mother of God repeated, I am Queen of Roses. Do not confuse it with Queen of the Rosary. Now the Mother of God granted many prayer requests as a sign of authenticity for the apparitions, many miraculous healings even in hopeless cases. Just the fact that thousands of people enthusiastically prayed for hours, day and night, in all weather conditions, and while deeply moved, experienced a new religious awakening, was a gift of grace. Now if the prayers were devout, the children saw the heavens open and the light of God pouring down in a tower of light. Sometimes it turned into innumerable shining roses, a symbol of grace and divine love. Now the Mother of God promised, If people pray here, I will always be with you. Now an important location on the Holy Mountain is the mystical source of grace. At the behest of the Mother of God, the children had to excavate a hole in the ground here, initially with bare fingers and later with the aid of spoons. This activity they had to continue for several weeks. They depicted externally what should be formed internally through prayer and penance, within the person praying. an immersion into the divine source of grace, Jesus Christ. At the bottom of the hole dug, they had to embed a large stone. This refers to the parable of the treasure hidden in a field. And the stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. The Mother of God commented, "From here, many graces will flow." Now during the last apparition, the children had gathered for the final day since the third anniversary. The Virgin Mary appeared with the infant Jesus and said, "We have not come to work miracles, but to call for prayer and penance. Continue praying on the mountain, even if we no longer appear here." Later, it was allowed to all who wanted to shake hands with the infant Jesus and also with the Heavenly Mother, who closed the evening with a message. "We are pleased about the many pilgrims who had gathered here. Dear children, dear pilgrims, just a few hours remain now up until the evening. You have to resign yourselves to the fact that today, we appeared to you the last time. Trust further in our assistance. We will assist you in the greatest need." Then above the birch forest, St. Therese of the Child Jesus, St. Bernadette, St. Maria Goretti, St. Aloysius with St. Gemma Galgani, St. Elizabeth of Hungary, St. John Nepomuk, St. Anthony of Padua appeared, as well as others whose names were not disclosed. Then, more and more angels in white, pink, red, and blue robes came. Among them, many played Friends of God, all together. Soon, the pilgrims joined the singing, after the children had begun to hum the melody. At the end, St. Therese said, "We are pleased with the prayers of the pilgrims that they accomplish here wholeheartedly. Trust in our help and continue to pray here, even if we do not come here anymore. We need to take leave of you, but you'll see us again in heaven. Say, will you stay loyal to us?" And around 11 p.m, the Blessed Mother appeared once again to the seers at the hill plateau. She said, "Victory will be ours. One has not followed the words of me and my beloved Son, and to that we have claimed for the salvation of all. Now it's too late that humanity will convert, if anything. It is the last call that we have addressed to them. Pray much for the priests, that they may throw themselves on their knees and pray with you. Every child may shake hands with me and my dear Son." Then suddenly, the apparition disappeared on a light path. Afterwards, a light blue giant coat emerged, which angels had turned over the Mother of God, coating the entire mountain. The inside of the coat was scarlet, edged externally with a thick brocade braid, a true royal mantle, and it was the mantle of protection the Mother of God had left onto the world. It was the 31st of October 1952, and the last apparition at Harrow's Bar.